This song goes out to all the gentlemen in the audience tonight. And I know there's a lot of you out there, because I'm in the gayest city in America. You can fuck me in my bedroom. You can fuck me in my bathroom. You can fuck me in my kitchen. You can fuck me from behind. You can fuck me in my minivan. Toss my salad like a gay man. I don't care how you fuck me, just fuck me when you can. You can fuck me on my tippy toes. Jump my bones until the rooster crows. You can fuck me with a dildo. Anything to fill my heart. You can jump on and ride my ass. Fuck me hard, baby, fuck me fast. I don't care how you fuck me, just fuck me right damn now. There are issues and baggage between us. Always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would shut the fuck up and fuck me. I need you to fuck me. That's right. You know, sometimes a lady needs to be made love to. That's the truth. But other times, she needs to get fucked. And it's up to you men to figure out when to do which one. So figure it the fuck out, please. And baggage between us. Oh, it's some kind of bullshit to get over. If I had my way, surely you would shut the fuck up and fuck me. I need you to fuck me. You can fuck me deep inside. Up the butt, I ain't got no pride. You can nosedive into my poon, but you better do it soon. You can fuck me in Pakistan, blow my coochie up like the Taliban. I don't care how you fuck me, just fuck me when you can. Fuck me. I need you right here, right now, inside of me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck me. Fuck you. Fuck me. I don't care how you fuck me, just fuck me when you can.
Hey, Sandy, this is Jane from Boston. I'm calling about podcast number 53, the Closet Case podcast. And I've got to say, that opening, that audio mashup was fabulous. And if I had a podcast up, I'd be ripping it out of there and playing it on my podcast. Of course, I would give you the credit for it, but it's just fabulous. I listened to it twice. Also, I want to talk about the Olivia Idol champion. I wanted to encourage you that there's enough room in the family for all of us. I remember when I was 80s circa lesbian, going to the women's music festivals and threatening to get off the grid so I wouldn't have to give any money to the male establishment. You know, I grew through that. I never could go on the Olivia cruise because I was too poa ago. But I definitely went through that. So have a little compassion for the Olivia Idol champion, because she too is us. Okay, well, that's it. I just wanted to call in and say that you do a great job, that I listen to you all the time. Long time, first time, as they say on sports radio. And keep up the good work. Bye.
But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging.
Hello, you are listening to show number 55 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. Hello. Before I get started on anything, I want to say thank you very much to Wendy Ho for that lovely song that you heard. And there's more where that came from. So you can check Wendy out at wendyho.net, WendyHo.net. And you can listen to some more clips of her songs like Bitch, I Stole Your Purse and The AIDS Gamble on her MySpace at myspace.com/WendyHo. And she's got some really funny videos on her page over there too. So you can check her out. Love her brand of humor. Hilarious. And so yeah. I'm having my little drink here. It was a beautiful day out today. When I say drink, I just want to clarify, when I say drink, I'm having club soda. So just clarifying, you know, not that it matters. What do you care? You don't care. You know, all of the beautiful women come out when it's nice out, and you know. And I'm really a sleazy Guido when it comes to women on the streets, if they're, you know, dressed nicely or they look nice or something. You know, I just find myself leering like a man. It's grotesque, really. Really. And speaking of, you know, being like a man, we'll get to that in a moment. But so I was walking into, you know, because my mother, I think the reason I was birthed was for the same reason that girl children are birthed in, like, Indonesia, places like this. You're birthed to basically serve your mother. That is your only purpose in life. So I was on my way to get my mother some things at the grocery store. And so I walk in. I'm in my own world. I'm kind of annoyed that I have to, you know, run these errands. And because I always have to. Because I always have to. But that's another story. And the door swings open automatically, and, you know, I have my carriage, and, you know, I'm on my way into getting the 50,000 things that my mother wants me to get her, spending my life, you know, doing things for my mom. Anyway, so I'm not getting any sex. I'm not getting any sex, and this is why. I think this is my mother's way of keeping me from being gay. I think she thinks if she gives me enough errands to run, that I won't have time to be gay. So anyway, because she's keeping me from having a girlfriend. She is. She does. And when I do, she gives them weird looks. So that makes me feel like I can't be with the girlfriend, because I always feel uncomfortable and dirty. It's just a thing. Ignore it. I ignore my needs. So should you, really. And I pick girlfriends that fill those shoes for when my mother is not around. So sometimes you kind of weigh things out. Girlfriend, mom, girlfriend, mom, girlfriend. Same difference, because this is my life. Anyways, you know, TMI. So I walk in and just kind of, you know, adjusting to my surroundings. And this little woman comes over to me and she shows me a picture of her daughter. And she's laid up in the bed. Do you have any money? And so already she has disrupted the eco balance in my entire system. She's disrupted. So I go in looking for, you know, maybe a couple of singles to give her. I don't have anything. And she's not getting a five. I'm sorry. I don't know her. And I hate her for telling me about her young, sick daughter. Like, I don't have enough problems. She goes, oh, she's gonna die. She's very matter of fact about it. So I'm thinking maybe these are pictures of someone else, of someone who knows, whatever. And so she said, can you get me juice? Can you get me juice? Now, what do you say when someone asks you for juice? So I went and I bought her some fucking Tropicana juice. And I go to leave the store. She's gone. So I have stupid, disgusting juice that I don't drink. And it took me about a half an hour to pick it out anyway, because I'm thinking, oh my God, this girl, she's sick. Her mother just told me she's going to die. What should I buy her? You know, now I feel like a lot of pressure. I'm spending a lot of time taking care of a stranger, because taking care of my mother isn't enough, you know, because it's not enough. So now I'm worried, and I pick one juice, and I say, no, that's probably not good for her. There's too much sugar in it. So I put it back, and then I say, well, OJ. OJ is, you know, that's like standard vitamin C, right? It's good. I don't know. You don't know what to buy, people. Did I say that she said her daughter had HIV and she was sick and dying? Did I mention that? Because that's the whole point of how horrible this was, because I'm worrying about her daughter who has HIV. That she said has HIV, but she didn't manage to stick around to get her goddamn juice. So I gave it to my grandmother. Anyway, not important. Because lesbians, they look like men, right? According to the Heidi show. You know, and I've had plenty of straight girlfriends, plenty of bi girlfriends as friends, just friends. And I know how bi and straight women talk about lesbians once they walk out of the club. And they're like in shell shock. You know, like you've never seen a butch before. As if you're not butch when you're home alone in your house. Okay? Because when you're home alone in the house, you are butch. End of story. Every woman is a butch when she's alone in the house. I'm not making any sense. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so according to a friend of mine, Heidi, she would agree that lesbians look like men. She would. But she will get a little miffed if you say things about bisexuals. Here, let me give you an example.
And let's see, what else? Oh, I got a very interesting news story from my friend Corey today. Right into the danger zone. Kelly McGillis announces that she is a lesbian.
Have no idea who she's even talking about, but anyway.
Tech whiz. That's a very tech whizzy thing to say. Mr. Deitch says she kind of looks like a guy now, so her being into girls is understandable. That's correct. And it really kind of makes sense that she would be gay. She's very sort of manly now.
Is that right? So this is not offensive, but it's offensive when I say that I would maybe not commit to a person who is not entirely, whatever. Let's go on and listen to the jewels.
A lesbian in the interview, McGillis 51, said she was looking for a girlfriend.
Yippee.
I'm done with the man thing. She said, I did that. I need to move on in life. She needs to move on from the man thing. Right. I have to say, I relate to that because, to be honest with you, things are not working out with men for me at all, 100%. But,
don't you love how that gets you dates when you say that?
But the problem comes in here. It turns out that lesbians don't trust women who have lived a straight lifestyle in their adult lives. They might be sexually attracted to them and they might be inclined to bang them, but as far as trusting them and saying I have decided now that I'm gay and I want to be with women, they don't believe in that. They don't trust that, and they really don't give you the opportunity. They scorn us, in fact, and they feel like if you've decided now that you want to be with women, it's only a convenience issue.
I never said that. Who said that? I never said that. You said that. I didn't say that.
Because I'm very confused in my mind and what turns me on and what doesn't turn me on. And even, you know, just like when I'm jacking off, I'm thinking generally about women because men really don't do it for me.
Lie. That's a lie.
And Emo Tony B says, me too, Heidi. I assume that means he's thinking about women when he's jacking off. That's because we're here, Tony, me and you, like this. And Pig Virus wants to do me now. Heat fan doesn't know if he would like having sex with one woman or two in bed. Well, that's a lot of us have that problem. Balls, nuts, goons, BBs, gash hole. I don't know where we're going here. Check out my friend Sandy's podcast, The Lesbian Mafia. In fact, I listened to that today, and that's why I'm talking about this whole straight woman going gay thing, because, well, they were talking about it with some disdain, I tell you, these lesbians. They do not care for us formerly straight women who think they're going to go gay. They're not buying it. So check out the Lesbian Mafia. It's myspace.com/lesbianmafiacast.
That is not our .com. It is myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast. And it's also rather simply thelesbianmafia.com. Yeah. So everybody go and check out Heidi.something.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm kidding. Go check out Heidi's show at theheidishow.com. Because I know how to give proper addresses when I'm giving a plug. But Heidi is extremely talented. And she, unbeknownst to me, I did not know that she is a very talented rapper. She's very good at rapping NWA.
So I stepped to him with a crashing. Listen to the kid and learn a lesson of things. See, they think we narrow-minded, cause they got a cute face and big behind it. So I walk over and say, how you doing? See, I'm only down for screwing, but you know, you gotta play it off cool. Cause if they catch you slipping, you get schooled and they'll get you for your money, son. Cause I'm gaming on a female that's gaming on me. You know I spell girl with a B.
The cube sounds very cheap.
Feels dumb. To my homies it's funny. But that's what you get trying to play me for my money.
How do you make a whole song? How do you make an entire song about how you're not going to spend money on your girlfriend or a woman? How do you, and then you turn around and you say you spell girl with a B, meaning bitch. How about I spell pig with a slap in your ugly fucking mug? How about that? How about that, Cube? Ice Cube. Anyway, fuck him. He's an ass. Anyway, so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, maybe shine a little bit of a light on some hypocrisy here. We're in the same sentence that you're saying that lesbians look like men, and the only reason why she looks like a man is because she's gay. What do you call that? Is that ignorant? Why is it only when I say the word straight or bisexual? We didn't say anything that we don't like. It was just a discussion. And all I said was that I wouldn't commit to the pussy unless maybe it showed me that it was worthy of being committed to. Does that make any sense? It's sort of like an infant, you know? Would you let a one-year-old who's not potty trained yet run in and out of, you know, from the bedroom into the kitchen and through the living room? Would you let the baby run all around the house without a diaper? No, you probably wouldn't. You would say, hey, baby, you need a diaper because the baby has not displayed a history of being able to not urinate all over your rug. The way, say, a cat would destroy your rug by scratching it up. So you can't just put trust in anyone. This, personally, I'm usually friends with people before I do date. I like to get a little bit of a history on people. You have to prove, hey, I'm potty trained. Look at me. That's all I'm saying. Or would you prefer that I lie and say, hey, you know what I love? After a guy splooges inside of a woman, I want that in my mouth and I want to play spitzies with it. But this is gross. This is getting crude. I try to keep a little bit for myself so I don't make people vomit. Tune into The Heidi Show, theheidishow.com. Yeah. What else do I have here? Let's see what else is sitting around on the hard drive.
Old, but for him, she's old.
Do me more. When I see her face.
Yes.
She's not embarrassed. She's almost 50. Do you think that when Ashton Kutcher is 35 years old, that he's going to actually stay with a 50-year-old? He's going to have a 50-year-old wife?
I think.
Do you think that when he's 40, that he's going to keep a 60-year-old wife? And he's going to be still very sexually active? Does she think about these things? Do me more?
I don't think she thinks about anything.
I think she's a air brain moron.
And why is that?
Does do me more think that Kabbalah didn't keep Madonna young, eternally young like Peter Pan, that they suffer from these Dorian Gray complexes? That they don't want to get old? They think they're getting a handbag for a boyfriend? That she walks around with him like... what is he?
A new Prada bag?
Yeah, she prances around with him like he's a bracelet.
You're nuts.
When he's 40 years old, does she think that he's going to be rubbing Asper cream? Rubbing Asper cream on her joints?
What if they really love each other? Are you sure you're not being super...
I think Doomy Moore really loves a hard dick. That's what she loves. And how old is Doomy?
I don't know. 45? I think there's a 16-year difference. You don't think they really love each other?
I think it was probably sexual attraction, and she was going through her midlife crisis. So, you know, she got herself a young boyfriend.
How long do you think it's going to last, then?
I don't think that he's going to stay with her when she turns 50, when he's not even going to be 35 when she's 50.
I don't think she wants kids, any more kids than I think he wants.
Can she still give birth? She's almost 50.
Oh, no. What if they get, like, a surrogate?
You could put Demi Moore's ovaries inside a maraca thing and make music. That's terrible. And then their kids end up in Hollywood, and then their kids, and then their kids, and then their kids, and on and on and on.
It's a breed.
Yeah. And when Demi Moore was swinging around on that stripper pole, did you ever see her in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What about, wasn't she in Charlie's Angels? She's around, like, all these women in their 30s, late 20s.
And yeah, I don't remember. I mean, you know, she's not unattractive, you know?
Very pretty.
Yeah, no, she is. I just think she's a fucking... Oh. What?
So that she's very pretty.
She's got a, you know, cute way about her, and that's...
In the 80s. I remember one point in the 80s. She was, like, the it, 90s, you know?
Yeah, because she talked with that raspy voice. Hi, this is Demi Moore.
Have my ovaries.
I'm gonna get married to another celebrity trash. He's gonna cheat on me. I'm gonna walk in and catch him catching him teabag another woman.
I'm so glad I don't even miss my TV.
Oh no, I cut down my cable to like nothing. And my bill, I'm so happy to see my bill, and I don't miss it not one single bit. But television is a lying propaganda piece of shit. It's a propaganda box. That's all it is.
It is.
And all these Hollywood trash, they have nothing to say about bailouts. Oh, yeah, everything's wonderful. Everything's great. Because you know why they don't have a problem with the economy and bailouts? Because what do people do when there's a recession? What do? They sit home and they watch their shitty movies and rent their shitty DVDs and buy their shitty CDs. So Hollywood loves recessions. So of course they're going to get on the television and clap while everybody's losing their jobs. Hollywood flourishes during times like this. Mm-hmm. Fuck them all. Because where you spend your money has consequences. You keep supporting people that are homophobic and all these homophobic pieces of shit.
If I really like an artist,
mm-hmm,
buy their music on the
right. Yeah, you know, it's very easy to just say, oh, I like it. But you know what? When you give them money, you're supporting what they preach.
Yeah, I know.
So let me just buy it and give them money. Fuck you.
In their own bubble.
And they're doing fine financially. And there's a total disconnect from reality, from the reality of what's going on in the world. There's a complete disconnect. People look at us from other countries. They watch our television. And they see the hypocrisy. What do they think, that people can't see through hypocrisy?
They do, and you know what? Hold on.
Okay.
Also offers 24-hour psychiatric evaluation.
Psychiatric evaluation.
I attract stalkers, do you?
Yes. I don't know why.
I don't know if it's that all lesbians are stalkers, or if I happen to attract stalkers, so I don't know. I think we have to take a survey.
Well, I really feel like it's an energy that you put out. You must be putting out something.
That I'm a wimp and you could fucking harass the shit out of me? Is that what I put out? Like that one that I dated that she called me 42 times in 1 hour? No, it was 42 times. It was 42 times in 2 hours she called. And then I would wake up in the morning before I even woke up. there was 17 messages, 17, 18 messages on the answering machine. She was trying to make
control.
She wanted to make me stab her, but she was crazy. She was nuts. 42 times, God help me, because I was on the line with someone else.
Can you tell me their initial? Bleep it out. Who?
You know who. B, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm sorry, Sandy 1. I'm sorry, Sandy 2.
Oh, that's right.
And then Sandy 3. I'm sorry, Sandy 4.
That's right. I blocked her her email so that I couldn't get email for her. Or IM messages. And then she created all these other screen names. I'm sorry, Sandy 1. I'm sorry, Sandy 2. I'm sorry, Sandy 3. It went all the way up to, I don't know, 11 or 12.
I think it went up to 12. And I'm the witness. So I know you're not making this shit up.
Oh, my God.
I remember that. I couldn't believe it. I thought you were the crazy one. Like, sometimes you can't believe the things that people do. So you're like, okay, who's really the nut case over here?
Yeah, if they sense weakness in you, forget it. Like with stalkers, with stalkers, you have to be straight up. You have to be very business, very professional. You know, that's it. I mean this, I mean that. If not, I'm going to call the authorities, or, you know, you have to threaten to bust their ass. But that person in particular, she ended up dating someone else that I knew, and then she wanted to start stalking her, and then whatever, she threatened to break her ass. So that didn't work out. So she stopped. She had one of her friends call her. And she got, like, all ghetto on her. And then she was like,
you have to get ghetto on this stalker.
Yeah. And then she was like, you know, we're going to show up at your job tomorrow morning.
Remember? And the girl was a closet case.
Yeah, she was at work. She was even with the family, I think so, too. She, you know, I think it has a lot to do with probably, you know, her upbringing and stuff. Very sad.
Yeah, she was off the boat Italian.
Yes.
She was, I remember, off the boat. Her parents would die.
She spoke very good Italian, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Crazy stalker. Now, I'm actually even afraid to post this because I'm afraid, God forbid, you know, she listens to this. Now this is going to provoke her to, you know?
No, we'll get ghetto on her ass.
I'll tell your address out on the internet.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. Back up.
No, she was harsh. At one point, she was really horrifying. What the hell was wrong with her? Good God.
I had to see the screen names with my own eyes to believe you.
Good God, these people that live out in the Midwest, they're lucky that there's less lesbians out there. They're fucking crazy. What a fucking community this is, boy.
I still get a text message twice a month from my ex, and I don't answer it.
When she's, what, popping pills and downing a bottle of vodka?
She must be doing something, because twice a month, and I haven't answered it for the past 2 years, and I need my number. I'm not changing my number because of her, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess if it doesn't bother you, then fine, but, you know?
I mean, I could just delete it and ignore it, but sometimes it's like the concept. It's like, whoa, like, aren't you tired? You're not going to get a response. It's done. It's over. We're not going to be friends, and that's it.
Yeah.
But,
I guess
it doesn't bother me, but sometimes it just sneaks up on me, like, all right, this is annoying. Like,
I guess if it really bothered you, you could get an order of protection or something, you know? I don't know if that works for telephone calls. I don't know. I'm sure there's something that you could do, you know? If it really...
Sprint has this thing that you pay for and you could block them.
You could block certain phone numbers from calling?
Block their numbers from texting.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I have a nice little list of people.
Mm-hmm.
That I could throw on.
Yeah, I'm not changing my number for anybody.
Yeah, no way. Especially me. Everyone has my number, and I don't care. Because it's not my house number.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for, like, business, for promoting, you know?
Yeah.
I still get customers and people from, like, 2 years ago still texting me, what's going on Friday night? What's going on Saturday? You know?
Yeah.
And it's so weird. It's like a text. Like, she doesn't even call.
What does she text?
She'll just text like, I miss you. I don't know. I'm crazy. Why am I going through this? One day you're going to have to answer me. I love you. Randomly, like a couple of times, I checked her MySpace and it said in a relationship while she was doing this shit.
She's probably doing the same thing to somebody else while she was with you. And you're probably on a list of people that she texts.
Yeah.
Of ex-girlfriends.
Oh, take me off the list.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you I'm probably the only one that doesn't answer.
What? Hmm.
It's like a sick rejection. So I guess the stalkers, it all happens over rejection, right?
What makes stalkers stalk?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. Common traits of stalkers. Stalkers will not take no for an answer. They refuse to believe that a victim is not interested in them or will not rekindle their relationship, and often believe that the victim really does love them, but just doesn't know it and needs to be pushed into realizing it. As long as they continue pursuing the victim, the stalker can convince themselves that they haven't been completely rejected yet.
Obviously, they must have some sort of, like, mental illness, you know.
Well, listen, most stalkers are usually loners.
What do you mean?
That they don't have many relationships other than the person that they're stalking. They have low self-esteem, and it's the relationship with that person that gives them any self-worth.
Uh-huh.
That's why they can't take the rejection, because it's like you were their entire self-worth.
Yeah, that's scary. That's why there's a lot of laws now.
Hmm. They say that stalkers are very intelligent.
Hey, look. What is stalking? It says the stalker may follow you, harass you, call you on the telephone, watch your house, send you mail you don't want, or enact in some way other way that frightens you. That's what my ex was doing.
Hmm.
Wanting to send me mail. I have something to send you. I have this.
Lack of embarrassment or discomfort at actions.
Yeah. Stalkers use a wide variety of methods to harass their targets. Persistent, obsessive nature is almost unimaginable until you have experienced being the target. Stalking is serious, potential life-threatening crime, even in its less severe forms. It changes the lives of people who are victimized by this crime, as well as affecting their friends, families, and coworkers.
Yeah, but there's things that you can do to definitely deter someone who's on a roll with stalking.
Right.
You know, if you act like, oh, you know, I don't think it's, I feel bad and this and that, well, then it's going to continue. Hmm?
You have to be firm.
You have to keep it strictly business with stalkers. And if you enjoy it, you know, even a little bit, it's going to continue until you stop enjoying it. Because some people like when somebody's a stalker. They don't even realize, like, hey, this is sick behavior. They like the intention at first.
Right. What do you think of internet stalking?
I mean, internet stalking is kind of like, I don't know, it seems...
I mean, I'll look at people's pages who are looking at mine, who I think are looking at mine, you know? Like, I looked at my ex's page just to be like, okay, what is she doing? What's going on, you know?
I don't know if that's stalking so much as snooping around, or I don't know what you would call that.
As long as you're not being direct with the person and invading in their personal space.
Yeah, I mean, if you have your stuff publicly on the internet for people to visit it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think internet stalking would be if you're harassing them, like if you're contacting the person, right?
Right. Very scary, because you really don't know what people are capable of, you know. They get very passionate about an idea and they want to carry it out.
Well, this goes back to that whole thing that I was telling you, is that people get really obsessed with people who do talk and they become insane. They don't kill actresses. They don't kill singers. They don't kill lawyers. Or, you know, or anyone else in entertainment. They're not really a target. But people who do talk or talk radio, those people are the people that get killed. I'm going to go see if I can find that freaking article.
I'm going to be a recluse then.
Okay, here it is. List of murdered DJs and radio hosts.
DJs, like video jockeys, right?
DJs and radio hosts.
Right.
The danger of being in the public eye. Being on the radio, whether as a music DJ or a controversial talk show host, exposes you to thousands or even millions of people each day. Every once in a while, one of them decides they just hate you for whatever reason and takes matters into their own hands. Here's a list of just some violent acts against people with a radio connection. June 29th, 1978, Bobby Crane, star of TV's Hogan's Heroes, actually was first successful as a Los Angeles DJ on KNX 1070. He was mysteriously murdered in a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel room. August 1982, Bobby Cook. June 18th, 1984, controversial Denver radio host Alan Berg was gunned down in the driveway of his townhome. June 5th, 1997, Detroit disc jockey Tom Margeller. Whatever, the list is, it's, I can't read this whole list right now, but I'll include this list in the show notes of this podcast. But people get really crazy for some reason over people who do radio, and they don't,
can they say like the rationale?
They don't really list any rationale, but I wonder what it is about radio in particular that makes people become crazy. I think it's that whole, you know, the whole thing that you're just speaking. There isn't really an image. There's nothing for them attach themselves to. It's like you're talking to them straight in their ear. And
yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the freedom of speech thing, the speech. I think people, too, are really attracted to a personality.
Yeah, it could be the personality, but what drives them to kill these people?
Oh, my God, that's not even funny.
Yeah, and these people were all straight. And the latest one that was just murdered, Weber, who knows what the story was there. But, you know, being gay and stuff, these people, fucking people are crazy. People are crazy in this world.
Well, I got my gun on me, so nobody, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, in my clubs, yeah.
You think I don't?
A license to carry. No, I don't. Yeah, this is, like, really serious.
You know, yeah. Emails! What?
Oh, emails!
All right, goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very glad that you did. And just really quick, a shout out to our female troops that are listening from various locations. So shout it out, baby, shout it out. Yeah, so you could get us at myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast. You can find us on Twitter at The Lesbian Mafia. You can get us on Facebook. Have no idea how you can get us on Facebook, but you can. You can also call into the voicemail. And that number is 206-984-4093. And you can also listen to this program on your telephone. Just dial in, you know, just pick up your phone and dial. And that number is 651-925-1610. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a pleasure. We will speak at you again very, very soon. Cha-cha.